who had recently been asked by Arthur Dickie Flanks of MI6 if he wouldn't mind doing his bit for his country on one of his trade visits to Moscow. When MI6 and the CIA realised they were both talking to the same man, it was decided to run him jointly. It was arranged that Penkovsky, who was going to continue officially working for the GRU, would suggest to his masters bringing a trade delegation to Britain as cover for some espionage. While at the delegation's hotel, he would slip away to a pre-prepared room to meet the Allied intelligence officers. As a joint operation, with so potentially important an agent as Penkovsky to handle, it was decided that two officers for each agency should be involved in establishing whether or not he was genuine. For the CIA, two officers of Eastern European ancestry were selected. George Kaiswalter, whose parents had come to America from Russia in 1915 to buy weapons for the Tsar and stayed when the Bolshevik uprising blew up, and Joe Bulik, a Russian speaker of Slovakian origin. MI6 selected a young officer named Michael Stokes to accompany the legendary Harry Shergold, fresh from his triumph over George Blake. Now, with the CIA needing a result after the Bay of Pigs disaster and MI6 wary of a Soviet plant after Blake's imprisonment, the stakes were very high indeed. At the meeting, Penkovsky started by complaining that it had taken a long time for the British and Americans to meet him. After it was explained that it was simply down to ensuring the setting was secure, he said he would have about 2 hours before he was missed by his comrades. They started by trying to ascertain his bona fides, his ancestry and his career path, and why he wanted to share intelligence with the West, to become a soldier of Queen Elizabeth and President Kennedy, as Penkovsky put it. Having completed that procedure and established that he was a high-ranking military officer with supreme access to the most sensitive military intelligence at this most terrifying period of the Cold War, Penkovsky launched what amounted to a blitzkrieg of information at the four officers.